Well, hi there, Jonathan Doyle with you once again for the weekly podcast, Back in Action. If you're listening to this one, make sure you go back and grab last week's podcast on learning from adversity. It was a really good one, and I think it's a powerful message, and the feedback I got from people was great. So go back and listen to that podcast on learning from adversity. So welcome aboard to the weekly podcast. If you haven't grabbed a copy of my new book yet, Bridging the Gap, I want you to do that this week. You know, it's a $20 investment in your life and your future and the future of those around you, because it's a great, powerful book of 8 simple ideas that I know can make a big difference in your life. So grab yourself a copy of that. There'll be links on the website here, on the books tab, or down underneath the podcast. If you're listening in iTunes, make sure you come across to jonathandoyle.co.co and you can grab a copy of the book there. So let's rip straight into it. I've had an awesome week, back from London, getting settled in again. Jet lag absolutely destroyed me. You can sleep for 1 hour a day. I was doing that. But you discover pretty fast that if you do sleep for 1 hour a day, all sorts of interesting things start to happen. You start to see things, and your family really wants you to get some sleep after a while. So I'm back, and I'm really enjoying what's happening at the moment in the business, and I've got a bit of travel coming up next week. Going to do a couple of days of seminars. And always remember, on motivation, personal development, goals, life, if you'd like me to come and speak at your business or organization, then just get in touch with me through the website. So this week, I'm going to start with a great quote from Isaac Newton, the incredibly famous mathematician, scientist, who sort of said, "If I have seen further, well, I've done so by standing on the shoulders of giants." You know, he's one of the greatest scientists in history, but he realized that he'd got there and made his contribution by all the learning that had come before him. So this week, I'm never tempted to do this, but I could see that people would be, is that you hear a lot of great ideas if you listen to podcasts and you're really doing a lot of stuff on the net with other like-minded people. And I guess the temptation would be to grab ideas and steal them. But when I hear a great idea, I want to give full credit. So this idea just really hit me. I was out riding. It's a beautiful time of year here at the moment. I'm just racking up the kilometers on the bike. And I was listening to Pat Flynn's great podcast, and he was doing an interview with Michael Hyatt. And Michael's book I read a while ago, which was called Platform, which is really good book that I recommend. And so when Michael talks, it's always worth listening. And one of the questions that Pat asked him was simply, you know, because Michael's a guru on goals and goal management, and he said, you know, how do you decide which goal to do first? Now, I bet you that you have had that question at some point. You know, if you're a goal-oriented person like me who writes goals, you know, every day and is always tracking them, or you haven't done it and you want to begin, you know, sometimes when you put everything down on paper, there can be a sense of, well, you know, where do I start? Which goal do I do first? And that's the focus of this podcast this week. Which goal in your life right now should you attack first? And you know, if you're like me, I've got about 6 goals, and sometimes, you know, you've got limited time. So it's like, where do you put the energy? Where do you put the effort? You know, you've got limited time, limited resources. You've got to be very smart about this. So the insight from Michael Hyatt was really powerful. And it was simply, and he was actually referencing another speaker, and I'll try and get the link there so we can reference it back to the original person. But they talked about what they call push goals. Now, push goals, if you can imagine a whole big thing of dominoes. I don't know if you've ever played with those as a kid, but do you know how you can lay out dominoes for miles, you know, and you can see them on YouTube, like, you know, massive dominoes, tens of thousands of them. Now, it all begins with that first domino. And this is why we call them push goals, because when you push that first domino, it really sets in chain a whole series of events. So this is what we mean by push goals, and it's simply this. Which goal, if you accomplished it first, would have the biggest impact on all the others? It's such a simple but powerful insight. And when I heard this, I was like, it was no-brainer, instant clarity. I knew which of my goals was the most important one to pursue right now. So there it is for this week. What is your push goal? Of all the goals that you have, you know, which one if you achieve that one goal first, would probably have the biggest impact on all the others. And it'll be different for all of you. Like, it could be a weight loss goal. You might be, well, you know, I don't do exercise and I don't do this and I don't, you know, get the promotion and I don't spend enough time doing X. Well, it might be, well, my goal is to lose 10 kilos. And if I lost 10 kilos, then it would be really much easier to do all these other things. Or it might be that you want to, you know, buy an investment property or get a new car. Or whatever it is, or spend more time with a spouse or somebody, and it's like, if I just got that one done first, then I know that it would have a big impact on all the others. So I'd love to give you a 2-hour podcast, but that's all I wanted to do this week, was just to give you that moment of clarity that really helped me. So, you know, just which one is it for you right now? If you think about it, you know it. It's so, it should be really intuitive, really quick. So goals are crucial. I've got a great routine at the moment where I get up about 4 a.m. That's just me. I'm a bit crazy, but I come down, have a coffee before I cycle at sort of 6, and I get my journal out and I got goals down every day, just constantly rewriting them, debriefing what's working, what's not, what's holding me back. But this push goal idea has been so cool. So that's it for this week. Once again, make sure you grab a copy of my new book, Bridging the Gap. It'll be down here under the transcript, or you can grab it on the books tab. I love this book, and the feedback has been amazing from people. So I want you to grab a copy. You can read it in about an hour and a half. So it's not a 10,000 word thing. 8 really simple ideas to get you underway. So that's it. I'm Jonathan Doyle. I'll be speaking with you again on the weekly podcast next week. Till then, have a good week and speak soon.